Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
anchor my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Block Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
I've got a signal or not.
I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me? Oh, great. Thanks, Gary. Well, it's Jan Christie speaking from Great Britain, and it's not so great at the moment. We've had a real problem getting internet connectivity today. We're at the Castle and Ball Hotel down in Avebury, well, in Marlborough, which is just next door to Avebury, and I'm telling you, the energies are really, really powerful. But then we are on a circle of ley lines, which is why they built the stones there. So the healing energies are going to be very powerful coming from here tonight. So hi, Gary. How are you?
Hello, Jen. I am perfect, and so are you. And so how many are together with you at the moment?
We've got Deck here at the moment, and we have our special guest, Kahan, who will be coming on shortly. But I think we'll just put Deck on to say hello. We're hoping that Miss Magical will be here in a while to play a song. And maybe Marika might be popping round. But here's Deck. I'll put him on now.
Ladies and gentlemen, direct from Avebury, your friend and his, Mr. Deck. Deck, how you doing? I hope you brought fry bread. How you doing?
Oh, yes. Plenty of fry bread here. I'm fine. Thank you, guys. Lovely to hear your voice. I just spoke to Miss Magical there. They're all snuggled up around the campfire and probably going to get an early night and get up for make some porridge because we're meeting here at 3:30 in the morning before we go off to Avebury. So and no one's coming from the campsite. It's just these lovely people here at the hotel. And looking forward to tomorrow. It's going to be wonderful.
Lovely. Yes, it is an exciting time. And here we are. For the third year in a row, hosting a Blog Talk Radio show with the Gold Ring at Avebury. So we're doing it again, folks. Here during summer solstice, and it's always quite exciting, and it's wonderful. What fun! And I'm so there in spirit, as you know. It's amazing how we can reach out around the world like we do.
It certainly is, and it'd be lovely to have you here in the flesh sometime. And maybe not literally, but lovely to have you here from you.
Chop me up and put me in the freezer, I suppose.
Thanks
maybe.
A lot,
I don't know.
That's Deck. And we're camped out in Deck's bedroom. It's the only place that we can get an internet connection. And so Princess is in bed having an early night. We're trying not to disturb her. it's been one of those days, but never mind.
When was that hotel built? That's an old hotel, the Ball and Chain, right?
The Ball and Chain, Castle and Ball, and
the Castle
I'm not
and
sure.
Ball. Never.
Yeah, but I'm not sure, but I can find out and let you know. But I think we'll play a song. We're going to play Here Comes the Sun because not 3:30 tomorrow morning. It's going to be 3:15 that we'll be all getting into the car and going round to the stones to watch the sun come up. And can you believe that when the sun actually comes up over the first little hill, that hundreds of people who are always there every year applaud? I mean, the sun comes up every year, but everybody applauds. The atmosphere is incredible. But it's lovely just to really show the sun some appreciation for coming up every morning, isn't it?
Yes, and I can imagine the energy is quite palpable when that happens.
Oh, it is. Really is. So what better song to start with than, being that we're in England as well, The Beatles, Here Comes the Sun.
Here comes the sun, I say.
And I say, it's all right. Yeah, that's one of my favorites, the Beatles.
Yeah, mine too. Right, well, we're going to get Kahan on in a minute to speak about what he's going to talk about. And I just want to say he's still setting up his keyboard because it's the third time. You know, we did a sound check earlier, Gary, with you.
Right.
Right, well, he's had to move the keyboard twice since.
you got to love the internet connection at the old ball and chain. Yes, you do. Yes,
you do. Oh, dear. So we're going to bring Kahan on, and he's going to talk to you. He's going to be going around to this stoned with us first thing in the morning. Well, it'll be the middle of the night, really, won't it? 3:15. Good heavens, I need my beauty sleep, you know. Okay, are you there, Kahan? Are you coming to speak? He's just still setting things up here. It's okay, you can finish that off in a minute, Kahan. Anyway,
so what kind of a keyboard is it? What is it? Does it look like an electric piano? Or?
Just 1 minute.
Okay.
It's all right. You just have another minute, actually. It's all right. You can tell us about what you can talk about, but in the meantime, we'll just get the link up, Gary, if you can. Have you got the
link
on
for the video?
Yeah.
Yes, I can do that.
Thanks
a
lot.
Go ahead and do that.
Because I wasn't sure whether they were going to be coming round from the campsite. Half of them are round at the campsite. It's beautiful. It's sort of right out in the country. There's horses, beautiful green hills. In fact, we went to a woods this afternoon. We wanted to commune with nature in the woods, but we got in the woods and it absolutely poured down. The heavens opened. So if you want to, what do you do? Pull your players up, Gary, and pause them and put your hearts up. And then
get everyone to click the link and pull up the player, pause the player, and mute the sound. And once you've done that, send us a heart in the chat room. The heart will be your ticket and let us know that you're ready. And there's my ticket. I'm ready.
And mine.
And we'll wait for the hearts.
Right, Dan. Okay, we're going to bring Kahan on now. He can tell you what sort of keyboard he has, what sort of problems he's been having. But also, he's going to tell you about what healing modality he uses and tell you about his website and everything. Aren't you? There you go.
The website, okay?
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello, Tehan. Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am perfect, thank you. So what kind of a healing modality do you use?
Well, I do quantum healing as part of a number of things that I do. I'm an author, and I write books about 2012, Ascension, and Elevating Vibration. And I give workshops to connect people with higher vibration frequencies like the violet light, the platinum ray. And also I do that through the music. And through the music, what happens is people get an experience which is beyond the music, and it goes into the realm of energy and vibration. And they report having great experiences of connection, activation of their energy centers, going into deep peace and having a vibrational activation. So that brings a healing which is beyond that, because it is a real reconnection at cellular and cosmic soul level.
It sounds amazing. It sounds very fascinating. And you do that with the aid of the music as well.
Yeah.
And you said you had a keyboard. What type of a keyboard is it? Is it an electric piano or a synthesizer or organ? What is it?
It's a professional keyboard which has more than 200 different sounds. So you can get a basic piano there, you know, you playing like a piano concert if you want. And it has some synthesized sounds, and some of those are the ones that I use, which are a very cosmic wave when you hear the sound. This is the one I'm going to be using tonight, and this is my CDs are based on that kind of sound. I have 2 CDs out with those themes, which are vibrational themes.
Wonderful. I'm intrigued. It sounds really amazing.
You can check my website. It's kahan.eu.
EU?
Yeah, EU for Europe. Kahan is K-A-H-A-N.
www.kahan.
That's right,
.eu.
.eu. EU for Europe. And several sections there with books, music, and all that.
I just posted that in the chat room, so for everyone.
Oh,
that's
cool. And
kahan.eu.
Kahan, yeah, .eu. And there is another one, which are all the online services, which I do also distant remote activations, which is towards 2012.blogspot.com. And 2012 is with number. So that is towards 2012.blogspot.com.
Okay. Towards 2012.blogspot.com.
Yeah, blogspot.com and 2012 in numbers.
Right. Okay, great.
Excellent.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing your music and looking forward to hearing your meditation along with your music. This sounds very intriguing.
It's going to be my pleasure. So I hand you over to Jan.
Yeah, and it's too bad we couldn't get Deck in the room with his harp.
Yeah.
The two of you could do a duet, you know?
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Absolutely. Yeah, that would be too much for now. But
yeah,
Deck
has been on a couple of shows with us with his harp. And,
excellent, yeah.
It's really, beautiful stuff. And
he was traveling with train and bus.
Maybe next year the two of you to get together with a harp and a piano or a harp and a keyboard do a duet next time
or maybe before next year because we're going to be neighbors for a while here in England.
Excellent.
Yeah,
we'll get a real long extension cord and you can make it all the way up to the hill where the rest of the guys are.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Is there anything else you want me to share with you now, or shall I put you with the boss here?
Boss.
Yeah, you better turn it back over to the boss, because I think she's got some other things she wants to do.
Yeah, just really nervous.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. It's all right. We're all crowded around the little desk in this room. And we've got the YouTube video uploaded to Switchboard for the people who listen on the radio. And so we're going to ask the people in the chat room to click on the links. Has the link disappeared up the chat page?
I'll put it back in the chat room again.
Thank you.
There's
very
the
much.
Link, the Prayer of the Seven Galactic Directions. And for those of you who haven't paused your player and looked it up, try it again. And let us know when you're ready by sending a heart in the chat room.
And then I'll do the countdown.
Yes, and Jen will do the countdown in her inimitable fashion, the way that only her can do.
And you have to excuse
Marika does
me.
It in her inimitable fashion
she
as
does.
Well.
Yes, she does. I was going to say you have to excuse all the pauses, but we're switching headphones from head to head here. So
you got to love remote broadcast radio at the old ball and chain. That's right.
Okay, so we're going to do the countdown now for the people who are in the chat room to click on the link. So it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play.
Right now it's time to light our candles. We light our candles to signify that we're in a healing circle of love and light, and also because fire is a very powerful tool, which when added to prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are as usual, to send out love, light and healing all around the world. We've also lit our incense, Nag Champa, which smells absolutely divine, and it purifies the atmosphere, ready for us to invite the angelic realm, which we're going to do right now. Please, could we have the assistance of the Archangel Michael of the North? Please be with us now to bring your healing and protection and your love. In divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Please, could we ask for the assistance of the Archangel Uriel of the East to bring your love and upliftment. Please be with us now. In divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, the Archangel Gabriel of the South, please bring your love and wisdom. Please be with us now. In divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, the Archangel Raphael of the West, please bring your healing and love, and please be with us now. In divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We'd also like to ask the assistance of the energy system and Jesus and Magdalena. Please help us to send out the love, light and healing all around the world, the nature way and to all mankind. Please be with us now. Thank you. We're now in the presence of the divine realm, and we're going to ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing and help us to send out the healing. Thank you. And now we're going to ask Jill Winston, our Marika, to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes
and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marika. That was beautiful. And our special guest is Kahan, who's Violet Power on the Gold Ring. And here he is now with his beautiful meditation. Thank you, Kahan.
Sweet. to connect deeply with our hearts, our crown chakra. So we enter into a new vibration, love, light, and power. This new vibration is experience that we are seeking to embody. As we move from the old paradigm of feeling incomplete to the experience of the truth of wholeness, in which we move from living in search of our wholeness and completion into a new sphere of reality, in which we accept we are already whole and there is nothing missing. We live this truth from this moment on that changes the perspective of our lives. We stop seeking, we start living from the truth that we are whole right here, right now. There's nothing that we have to find. We breathe in deeply. And in this, we allow this to happen. We allow the feeling and the vibration of wholeness to manifest in us. We make ourselves available to this truth now. In this movement towards a greater sphere of consciousness, we move to the realm of having one relationship, a relationship with the light, and we leave aside all the other relationships that are with anything else that is not light. This way we accept our reality as luminous beings that are supported, nourished, and embodied in the experience of light as our truth, knowing deeply that there is nothing else but light, and this is what we are. This is the greatest healing. So we recognize that we are whole right here, right now. There is nothing missing. And we only have a relationship with light. We allow that. We make ourselves available to that right now. And we start embodying the frequencies of the solstice by allowing now the perception of the violet ray of light and the platinum ray of light. As they are coming down from the source of this moment to all of us and to all the planet, so we allow that to happen in us at this moment. We are enlightened and activated at cellular level, DNA, chakras, aura, light body, the higher dimension of consciousness. like power and love. We allow the platinum and the violet frequencies to fill our souls and our bodies right now to embark on a journey from this moment on of higher vibrational frequency that will fully bring us to a greater and universal experience of compassion. So the violet ray and the platinum ray, the highest vibrational frequencies. Thank you. to the roots to magnify the power that we have, the relationship with the light and the vibration of our wholeness. We are one with Mother Earth and Father Heaven. So we enter now the vibrations of the solstice, which is waiting for us as a huge portal of opportunity to heal, to move to the present, to vibrate in a new light. This is when you are nothing less than the ever experience of holiness that just expands and expands itself beyond eternity.
Thank you.
Gorgeous. Anyway, we're just going to close the chakras for the people who still close theirs. Because not everybody has created the domes of light around themselves yet. And so if you want to close your chakras, just go to the top of your head, closing that door. Then down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that one. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. Down to the solar plexus, closing that door. And to the navel chakra, closing that one. Down to the base chakra, closing that one. Down to the feet chakra, leaving that open enough to keep you securely grounded and connected to Mother Earth at all times, while we're physical beings in a physical body. And you can leave the other ones open just enough to make you feel comfortable, however you feel best. We're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put it into a pyramid of purple light, as used by the ancient Egyptians, keeping us safe and secure until next time we meditate and next time we meet. He's taking you by the hand and putting you into the pyramid. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you, all the angelic realm, for being with us, and Sananda and Magdalene energies. We hope that there'll be an archive for people listening later. Kahan was playing live while he was speaking his meditation, which makes it all the more powerful. It is coming to you in the live moment and was very powerful in the room. And it will be just as powerful for the people listening in archives later. We are on a lot of ley lines here in this part of the world, which really amplifies the healing qualities. Thank you. Now I think it's time for a song. What about you, Gary? Are you still there, Gary?
I am still here, yes, and that was quite a meditation and some wonderful music to go along with it.
Yeah,
and is Miss Magical in the hotel, in the room there with you as well?
No, she's not. I think they're still round at the caravan site.
Oh, so you played a recording. It sounded like she was there. Incredible.
Yeah, well, she was in spirit. She was here.
Well, absolutely.
She said she was going to be here.
I get the feeling they're listening in as guests somehow. I get that sneaking suspicion that Miss Magical and Marika and a lot of them are listening in.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I think so.
I'm shouting out to them whether they're listening and whether they're there in spirit or listening on the archives. As to all of you, glad you're all here. This is really quite an occasion, and this is the third year in the row for me hosting a show while everyone is over in England and anchoring things here in the U.S. So that's quite an honor for me at this end. And
well, we're going to try and get you some funding to be here next year, Gary.
I would love that. Yeah, next year we'll have a crop circle, and I would love to perform a pipe ceremony and a drumming in the middle of a crop circle.
Wow, that would be really powerful, wouldn't it?
that's nothing for the universe to provide, so let's all intend it, shall we?
Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, then, so we'll cue The Sun's Gonna Shine On, The Lighthouse Family. Lovely song. A gorgeous song, isn't it?
The sun's going to shine on everything. That's right.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I just love sunshine, don't you? I've always been a sun worshipper myself.
So have I. I grew up in the American desert, and we had lots of sun there, too. Yeah.
Well, you
and
have
I
to
never
be.
Got tired of it. I loved it, yes. I loved it all. I really did.
I know.
So who all is in the hotel room with you at the moment now, Jen?
In the hotel room now, we've got Dex sitting beside me. We've got Princess, and we have Kahan, who's just been playing live his keyboards and doing the meditation live, which is really powerful. Yeah, so I was expecting a few more people popping round, but I think because we're getting up at 3 in the morning.
Would Princess like to say a few words? I would love to hear Princess's voice.
I just heard a snore a minute ago. So I think she'd be passing on that. Everybody's very tired because it's quite a long trip down here. And we've been down to the woods today. And most of them have been round hugging the trees and communing with Mother Nature. And but the heavens opened, so not everybody got soaked, but some did. So I didn't get wet, I'm afraid.
Well, let's intend a beautiful, clear morning for you when you're out on the hillside and when that sun breaks the horizon, that everything is clear and warm for you. Yes, absolutely.
Hope so. Okay, then. Well, we've got a song by Nora Jones called Sunrise. Shall we give that a spin? I feel like a proper...
Give it a spin, darling. You are the DJ.
Sunrise, sunrise, looks like morning in your eyes, but the clock tells 9:15 full hours. Sunrise, sunrise, couldn't tempt us if it tried, 'cause the afternoon's already coming home. And I said, who?
Jones there, Sunrise. We had a bit of a running with the manager a bit earlier on, and he said, if I get any complaints of noise from any of my residents, we'll shut you down. So we're expecting.
Well, I love Nora Jones. I just absolutely adore her. And being Ravi Shankar's daughter, she's just amazing.
Yeah. Oh, is it Bobby Shankar's
and plays
daughter?
Totally unrelated music, which I find fascinating.
Yeah. So So, anyway, we're going to put deck back on, being that the manager hasn't knocked on the door and closed us down. We're doing pretty well here, so I'll put deck back on. Here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Deck.
Hello there. I just thought I'd share some thoughts I had coming here on the train today. I was thinking about those toy robots you can get today. You can get those dogs and insects and little humanoids that can play football and do somersaults and respond to voice commands. And I was wondering, how far back would you have to take one of those before someone believed it was alive? If you just took it back 100 years, most people would think it was alive, and certainly before the Industrial Revolution, they would think it was a living creature. Now, that's just, we see it today, it's a pile of microchips and servo motors and plastic gubbins. But project ourselves into the future, and how long is it going to be before we can create an organic robot that is indistinguishable from the life that we perceive today? This relates to ascension. It also relates to those that can remember being frightened by the early episodes of Doctor Who, and now we look at them and they seem somewhat pale, or falling into the early episodes of Tom and Jerry, the flat cartoons. And now we have three-dimensional cartoons that are so good that people believe they're real people. If you took Lord of the Rings back to the 1920s and showed them a film of Gollum in Lord of the Rings, they would think it was a strange living creature. And we believe that we're alive. We have this vehicle we call a body, this physical vehicle, and it has thoughts and feelings and emotions. And we project life into it. And part of the definition of life is to have free choice. Now, if we take away our life experience, we have no free choice. If you'd never tasted tea or coffee and someone asked you which one you'd like, you'd have no way of choosing because you've got no comparison. So without our experience, we have no choice, and we don't choose the experience that we start with. So ultimately, the vehicle we have is just a biological robot, an automaton, with very little choice. The magic, though, the real life that lies in this body is in the witness, the one that is watching, the one that is watching our emotions, the one that is watching our thoughts and seeing our body and seeing this projected reality that we see around us. The witness is the true source of our life, the true source of real life. The rest is just an automatic biological robot doing its job and being directed sometimes by the witness, but only if we know we're the witness, if we think we're still just this body, these thoughts, this emotion. We have no free choice. We're not living the true life. Only when we know that we are the witness do we really become alive. And that witness is just the eyes of a much greater, much more wonderful being that is the true you. The witness, that little pinprick, like a pinhole camera that we look through to see this life, that is just the surface of a vast body, a vast entity, a vast consciousness, which ultimately extends all the way to God. We are so grand, and yet we limit ourselves to this little body and think we are this pain that we feel, we think we're this bit of joy that we feel, not realizing there is so much more yet for us to live. And that's what I believe ascension is, when we realize we are that great being that is beyond this body and begin to project that greatness into the life of the body, this vehicle that we have now, and spreading that greatness throughout the world for the benefit of everyone else, for the health, for the progress, for the joy and love of everyone else. For that greater being is only love. And our ascension is the process of manifesting that on this planet.
I would agree. That would be the ascension point where our awareness goes beyond mind, above mind, above body,
sure,
epi body, if you will, and to into that, which we really are, you know, in merging our awareness way more and above and beyond what we think we are.
We're swapping headphones and seats here. We're at Dr. Kahan now. I love you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jack.
Hi there, Gary. How you doing?
Kahan, how are you? I am perfect, thank you. How's it going over there?
Great. It's really cool. I hope you've enjoyed now that you know a little bit more about that music and that meditation that happens for all of us. So you know now a bit more how it works.
You know, I would love to get you on my Skype list. And do you have any of those recorded? Any of that? Any of your music recorded?
Yeah, this main music that I played is the first tune of my first CD, Journey to Sirius. And there's another CD following up from that called Journey Back from Sirius, which is also an expansion from that vibrational music. Those are available. People can look at my website, kahan.eu, as we mentioned there, and towards2012.blogspot.com. And, you know, all the things that I'm doing as I lived in Mayan territory in Mexico for many years, I was able to connect with the energies there that the Mayans left. And it was amazing, Gary. I was taken out of time to the dimension of unity beyond the fifth dimension to experiences of high vibrational healing, connecting with higher consciousness. And I brought all those revelations into my latest book, Stargate 2012, which is published precisely in the States. And also I have a workshop that gives people the life activation with that. And from that I have realized many, many things, and I bring those things into my lectures and teachings. And essentially one of the things that I want to share with you guys all over the world is that it's very important to keep the vibration high. If there is a mantra for these times, is vibrate high. And just focus
yes,
on
is.
That. And anything that doesn't vibrate high, just don't bring your attention or your time to it. Just take it out of the equation of your life. Keep vibration high, close the karmic cycle, because we are entering an age of high vibration, which is about synchronicity. And in synchronicity, there is no separation. Because, you know, Gary, separation is the manifestation of karma and time. And once we elevate vibration, karma and time disappear, because time collapses,
yes,
and we move into synchronicity.
Right.
And this is the oneness and the compassion we're all moving towards if we want to embrace that and allow ourselves to become that which Beck was also sharing with us about being universal and infinite, which is the real truth of what we are. The Mayan prophecy basically is a prophecy of beauty, happiness, joy, compassion. It's all good news. It's all good news. There's nothing else about it.
Right, and we are entering into a higher state of synergistic awareness as we open our awareness and raise it higher and higher. It's so important, just like you said, it's so important for us to keep our vibrations high and turn our attention and our awareness on them in a loving way and keep them high. Do everything we can to keep them high, and when things are dissonant or discordant in our lives, like you said, to simply turn away from it and place our focus on what we wish in our lives and wish to experience.
Yeah, it's absolutely so true. We have to close the old paradigm. I keep saying to people when I have a chance, but it has to be closed within. We have to embody the Mayan prophecy ourselves. We have to become it by closing
yes.
the separation in our minds, our bodies, our
yes.
spiritual selves, and our emotional bodies that live in time and separation. And in that sense, I want to invite everyone who feels resonating with this, who are listening to our 2012 self-help online course, which I'm putting together, and it's already out for people. And you get an audio session with amazing revelations about this, which you can incorporate into your life. And we're having amazing experiences of living 2012 now. And it's so necessary
mm-hmm.
because the energies are going up every day. It's not that they went up and we are living that. It's that every day they jump. It's really amazing. I mean, we have to
mm-hmm.
catch up with them and see what they are saying to us and what invitation they are doing to us that we live in a new way, that we shift into a new mode of greater joy and greater power and greater love. So it's really a fascinating way of connecting.
Absolutely. And I also created a guided meditation to help others through that as well, and it's called Resolve Duality. As we raise our awareness, just like what we've been talking about, this illusion of the duality and separation really becomes apparent. And because in all reality, in all actuality, we really are fundamentally one. I am another you, or as the Lakota,
exactly.
The Lakota Indians say, Mitaku ye oyasi. Just like
absolutely.
Marika said in the mantra, Mitaku ye oyasi. We're
yeah.
all related.
Yeah. And in my other book, The Violet Light, The Power That Changes Everything, because it's one of the main frequencies coming to Earth. And as I was connected to that, I saw the effects on people through the workshops, and I wrote a book about it. One of the things that I mentioned is precisely that, and I mentioned that often in the lectures. I said, well, you know, when you discover that everybody is you with another face, what is the problem? You know, you give up the Ministry of Defense emotionally because you don't need it. You just realize you are so big. And since you are one, there is nothing to defend yourself from, which is the ego reading of reality, which is a misconception. And then you just become the experience of oneness with the other. And you say, well, that's it. You know, there is peace, finally, you know.
Precisely. Peace at last. And I love what Azra just put in the chat room. My dear friend Azwa, we have to close the evolutionary gap within ourselves.
Absolutely. I can see that. Yes, you're so right.
Yeah. And to realize that we do have choice, this free choice, to acknowledge choice, to acknowledge the fact that we really do have a choice in any situation, to acknowledge mine. That
yeah.
is the beginning of it. And,
absolutely.
You know, we could, you know, there's no right or wrong. We're judging things far too superficially that way. There are things that I choose that will evolve me, and there are things that I choose that will not necessarily evolve me. They're neither right nor wrong, and there's no God waiting to punish us, whether, you know, because we've done right, you know, done one or the other, you know.
Exactly. I mean, this is so true. And you choose what speed you want to travel, which is a beautiful thing to realize. I'll hand you over to the lady boss here. Got a nice
the lady
you.
Back. The lady boss. That's
the lady
right.
The lady boss, yeah. So talk to you soon, Gary. It's been a pleasure being with you all here.
Thank you, Kahan, and thank you so much for bringing your talent to the show.
It's my pleasure. Take care. Bye.
Thank you very much. Yeah, sorry, we're going to have to close out in just a minute, but what a wonderful guest Kahan was. Very, very talented man. He also, we'll have to have him back on again because he plays flamenco guitar as well and sings. So we'll have to have him back on. Also, we'll come back next week and tell you how we went on tomorrow morning with the sun. You know,
please, yes.
Tell you about
keep us
experience.
Posted as to how that went. And I'm
yeah.
sure who all is there, I'm sure you're going to be taking lots of video and photos and so forth.
Oh, yeah. And next week we've got Truth Sleuth, John DiStefano, Truth Sleuth is coming on, our special
wonderful.
Guest. Yeah, so thank you very much for being there, Gary, and grounding the energies over there in America. And could you hear
Jen.
The floorboards? And, you know, you're saying this is a very old hotel. Could you hear the floorboards creaking when anybody
I
was working on them?
I could hear something creaking. Yeah, I thought it might have been John's bones, but that's okay.
No, John's not in the room. He's downstairs in our room. Okay, then, we're going to say goodnight, God bless, and finish off
we'll
with
give
a
him
song.
A kiss for me as well.
Yeah, well,
goodnight,
oh,
everyone.
Okay, if you must. Okay,
good night from America
song.
And good night from the ball and chain.
Thank you. Good night. God bless everybody. Love you all.
God bless and happy solstice, everyone.
Yes, happy solstice. Gotta play out with this one. Don't let the sun go down on me. Thank you for being here and co-creating the wonderful energies, everyone.
Yes, thank you all. I love you all.
Yes, thank you, Gary. Thank you, Deku Kahan.
Yeah.